Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Richard and Laura Badgett are friends and BMI missionaries sent out of Calvary Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, under Pastor Kevin Broyhill. We know those fine folk over there as well. But the Badgetts are working as missionaries in South Africa. And they say the good news is that Shadza Independent Baptist Church had its first service on January the 18th, the Saturday before they divided their evangelism groups to send some of their people to that area. The neighbors have been anticipating this start, and there's no reason to delay longer. Sunday school met in the strong room, and the worship service will meet under some mango trees. Abednego will be preaching, and Sri Yanyan will be holding children's services and providing the music program. Would you please pray that the Lord will bless His word as it's preached and taught? And please pray for those who have been saved in the area that they'll make their way to this new neighborhood church. Please pray for the fellowship of the Spirit of God to be realized and for God to be glorified as Christ is lifted up in the hearts of the people. And most importantly, please pray for souls to be saved as a new church family is born in Shadza. And then he adds, the New Hope Children's Center dormitory and the House Mother House are progressing. We just finished putting the roof on the dormitory. That means the next phase is finishing. Electrical and furnishings are being provided. As quickly as we can, we want to finish the dormitory before proceeding with the House Mother House. With three dormitories, we can begin the center ministry with a House Mother in one dorm and two other dorms for the children. With the completion of the roof, our resources are depleted for needed materials to finish, but our folk are giving, and we trust the Lord to continue to provide in His time. And then he also adds, we've been praying for our attendance at Lifeline Baptist Church here in town. Well, we've been inviting some ladies to attend the services from the businesses next door. And these ladies, as many as 15 or 20 of them, weren't making grass and reed mats of all sizes and shapes and designs for distribution around the country. They stand at a long, tall sawhorse with notches cut in the top and weave thick grass with what looks like sisal tied into pieces of solid brick, throwing them back and forth across the sawhorse as they place the thinner pieces in the mat. They are next door to the church and diligent in their work. And it's a joy to stop in and watch them and to give them an invitation. And a bunch came on a Sunday and the next Sunday, and five of them trusted Christ as their Savior. Would you please pray for Goodness, Rose, Christina, Kotula, and Thimbani to continue strong in the faith and in grace? And then Brother Richard says, it's been raining a lot around here lately. On the 14th of December, it was a very rainy Sunday. As Laura and I made our way to Lifeline Baptist Church for our early services, there were three of our ladies and Abednego huddled under a portico across the street, waiting for me to open the gate. After services had started, three other ladies came in one by one. All of those were invited by the other believers. That morning, three ladies trusted Christ as their Savior, and new life has come into the Lifeline Baptist Church. And these ladies are excited about their new church home. Pray for the Badgetts as they serve Christ in South Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.